Time to catch up. Cheaters live on your radio. JD Sienna, your guy, Joey Boy. Listen, we have Nina, who's been patiently holding on the line to see what's going on with her man. So, Nina, he could be cheating with a girl he once matched with on a dating app.
Exactly. Yeah. This story is actually crazy, but here we are.
Here we are. Okay. Well, what's your man's name?
Joseph.
Joseph. And how long y'all been together?
We've been for about a year and a half.
Okay. So take us through the story of you and Joseph.
Yeah. So we were actually on a date last weekend. We were having dinner. It's like a really nice, lovely place. The food was amazing, but it was kind of spoiled. Not the food, but the evening. this random girl that, I don't know, I had never seen her before, came up to our table and asked my boyfriend, like, is your name Joseph? And, like, kind of completely dismissed me. And he looked confused, I looked confused, and then the girl proceeded to try to jog his memory, saying that they matched, you know, however long ago, a long time ago, on a dating app, and that she had ghosted him. And she was, like, laughing about it. She kind of had that, like, Valley Girl accent a little bit.
So you're not a fan of her.
I know. When you hate someone's voice.
Wait, while she's having this conversation, is she not acknowledging you? She's just having this.
Not at all.
Oh, that's not weird.
Not at all acknowledging me.
What?
He might as well have been by himself.
Okay. And how did that conversation go and end?
So she was laughing about it and, like, apologized, and he was clearly, like, kind of uncomfortable, but went along with it to be nice, I guess. But the actual last straw for me was that she asked for his number, again, right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. This girl's bold.
What?
She didn't acknowledge me at all. I know, very bold.
What does he do?
He gave it to her.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
Throw them both away.
Yes, he did.
He gave his number in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's no way you're still with them. Wouldn't you just get up and be like, that's it, it's over?
Exactly.
Oh, I was pissed. But I don't know, I was kind of in shock. Like, you know how there's, like, fight or flight? There's also freeze.
Yeah, I'm fighting.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's one.
She said there's also freeze. She added a third option in there.
Are you froze?
Fight, flight, or freeze?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's a real thing. You can look it up, but that's not the point. Anyway, I
froze. Okay, and fact checker, JD.
It actually is a thing, by the way.
It is a thing. Oh, okay. I've never heard that.
You just taught us something.
Did y'all know?
There's also a fourth, actually, fun fact. It's called fawn.
Yeah.
What is fawn?
It's when you, like, you know, someone's, like, freaking out at you and you're kind of, it's okay, yes, let me do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll, like, help you whatever way I can. Like, kind of being overly attentive or helpful.
Okay. I don't like that one. Like, okay. I like fight. Yeah. But
anyway,
so you were just in shock.
I was in shock. His defense was that he was in shock, too. He was caught off guard and didn't want to be rude, so he gave it to her, and that he would never obviously use it, but she started texting him a couple days later.
Hell no.
Gosh. What are we doing here?
Exactly. No. I don't understand, Fawn. Listen, I just can hear everyone listening to our show in their car, and every girl saying two loud words, saying, hell no.
Especially the Latinas listening to this show.
Are you kidding me? Like, you have to know your worth at that point.
Okay, thanks.
you stayed with him.
Yeah, I mean, he said that, you know, like, we've been together for a year and a half. I've had no reason to not trust him yet. I just obviously don't like that she's kind of putting herself where she doesn't belong.
Right.
But until, like, a couple days ago, I had no reason to not trust him. But we usually have each other's, like, phone passwords and stuff. So I went a little bit crazy and tried to go through his phone, but he had changed his passcode.
Yeah.
So I actually have no idea if he's replying to her.
Yeah, oh my God.
I don't know what we're doing here. I kind of am out of this.
Yeah, we kind of know that he's cheating at this. Yeah. He's blatant. He did it in front of you.
He's disrespecting you.
This is a crazy one. Well, you know what? We are going to just do this because I can't wait to hear him try to weasel himself out of this. So Sienna's going to call Joseph, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. He will probably put this girl, Haley, on the reservation. And I just want to hear how you guys react with this one.
Great. Yeah. I wish I could say I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sorry, Nina. You are fawning based off the definition. You are the fawn right now.
You know what they say. It ain't no fawn. If the homies can't have none.
I don't know what to tell you, Nina. This is...
Well, we'll do this for entertainment purposes there's no way that he's
are
not...
Are you guys going to help me or...
No, we're going to call him. We're kind of all in the middle that we feel like he is cheating on you. He's been doing it in your face. But I just hope you evoke that emotion. You tell him where he can go and you hopefully break up with him. I mean, we do offer counseling. If you do want to work it out, that's on you and him. I don't know how apologetic.
Nothing like that. If he's cheating, it's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he is cheating.
Yeah,
but,
he got a girl's number in front of you. Go ahead, Sienna. Have fun.
Yeah. I don't know what more to say.
Let's just safe to say this guy is cheating.
Okay.
Don't be sad. You're going to be happy when you get rid of this person who got to know your worth. You're worth so much more than you're giving yourself credit. So let's find out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Joseph?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Joseph, my name is Salinas, and I'm actually calling here with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I don't want you to hang up because I want to let you know what this offer has. We want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package, all for free.
I don't know what the catch is, but I'm not interested. Thank you.
Well, there's really no catch. I will say all we ask in return for the free stay is a Google or Yelp review of your entire experience. And that's pretty much it. It's a very simple process.
Okay, I guess.
Well, congratulations, Joseph. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready, okay?
I'd say saucy, I guess.
Okay. Do you have anything in mind? I know I'm kind of putting you on spot.
You're already making me feel things that I've never felt before.
All right. Well, I'm writing that down for you, Joseph. And just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
It's Haley.
You're going to pick some that you don't even know over your girlfriend for a free hotel stay? Are you kidding?
Hello?
Hey, Joseph. Gotta legally let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Your girlfriend, Nina's been listening the whole time to this whole conversation.
Okay.
What the f*** is wrong with you? You're confused?
I'm confused.
We've been together for a year and a half, and you're gonna take this girl that you met 2 seconds ago?
Are we, like, legit on the
Hello?
Radio right now?
Are you even listening? Yes, we're on the radio right now. First of all, to exchange numbers on the date when I'm right in front of you. And then you lie to me about how you're not going to use it. You're not going to use it. And then you put your name down for a romantic staycation. I mean, how dumb are you?
We've been over this, like, a million times. I don't know why you're doing this dramatic thing on the radio now.
You don't know why? Maybe because you're
nice
cheating
to her.
On me. After a year and a half, this girl ghosted you over 2 years ago, and
I'm
you're treating her better than me, because obviously she's top of mind
treating
for you
her
when you choose her over
nice.
Me.
I don't want to be rude to her. Why
being
am I
nice.
Going out
not good
with
enough.
Girl that ghosted me like 2 years ago?
You're just being nice by inviting her on a romantic vacation? That's
a romantic. It's not even a real vacation.
You didn't know that.
We're not doing nothing.
Oh, my God. This guy's such an idiot. Okay.
I mean, this all checks out.
We're wasting our time here. What do we want to do, Nina? Obviously, he's been a cheater, has been cheating in front of your face, over the phone, smoke signaled it out. I mean, I don't know what else you want at this point.
Oh, nothing. I mean, there's nothing more you can do. This guy's an asshole. I'll leave all your shit in a box outside my apartment, and you can just get it. I don't ever want to see you again.
That's
is he even still there?
Dramatic, Nina. Come on.
Shut the f*** up.
There you go. Joseph, you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I was like a hang up on you. Hold on. Make sure you take a dump in that box before you give it back to me.
Joey.
Hell yeah.
Nike hoodie.
Yeah, don't just politely do that. Don't pack it up for him.
Yeah. And make sure you do it right between clothing items and one shoe.